This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The forecast, 30 degrees and partly cloudy in Des Moines tonight. Perfect weather for a caucus. Candidates have made their cases. Now it's all about the ground game. We're going on the ground for round one of the 2012 presidential elections. It's Tuesday, January 3rd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry for the last day today, and I'm here, of course, with Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Celeste. Well, diehard Republicans across the Hawkeye State get ready to choose who they want to launch towards the nomination, and yet a huge chunk of undecided voters. Anna Sale of itsafreecountry.org has the pulse of the undecideds. We're also going to be talking about Syria this hour and a piece on the military, and one of America's most popular comedians is also an innovator when it comes to distributing his work independently and online. The man Louis C.K. joins us at the end of this hour. But we're still receiving your New Year's resolutions for 2012. Lourdes from Miami Beach writes, I had a friend who made a resolution 1 year to read a book every month, to read one book a month every month that year. I've tweaked that a bit and have resolved to volunteer once a month in 2012. An easy resolution, I think, but meaningful nonetheless. I agree. Give us your take by calling 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on the morning's top headlines.
It is finally decision day. The first voting for the 2012 presidential election starts tonight with the all-important Iowa caucus. Six candidates have crisscrossed that state and taken over the airwaves for months now, although, as you heard Todd say, many voters remain undecided or say they could change their mind at the last minute. A recent Des Moines Register poll suggests as many as 40% of caucus goers have yet to pick a candidate or could change their mind. That's not stopping Mitt Romney. He seems upbeat while rallying a crowd in Clive, Iowa. He predicted victory when all the votes are counted.
I want to have an optimist in the White House, not a pessimist. I'm going to do everything in my power to restore the greatness of this great country. With your help, we're going to go on, do whatever it takes. Let's get the nomination. Let's become the next president of the United States. Let's win this thing.
Meanwhile, candidates have been fending off former Senator Rick Santorum after he's risen sharply in the polls. Santorum told Iowans in Polk City they could set the tone for the country.
Be bold. Step forward. You're leading. You're casting the first vote. Let America know what you as Iowans who've done your work, you believe is in the best interest of this country.
Former Utah Governor John Huntsman is foregoing tonight's caucus. He's instead focusing on New Hampshire on January 10th.
A German man is under arrest after police in Los Angeles say he's responsible for more than 50 arson attacks across the city in the last 5 days. 24-year-old Harry Burkhart was picked up after being spotted in a van sought in connection with the crimes. Police have been cautious not to rule out the possibility of other suspects. Hundreds of billions of dollars in budget cuts are coming to the Pentagon. Our partner, The New York Times, says Defense Secretary Leon Panetta will announce some $450 billion in cuts over the next 10 years. The secretary wants to gradually shrink the size of the military and make it clear the Pentagon will not maintain the ability to fight two sustained ground wars at once.
And we're going to talk about that later this hour. BP wants its contractor Halliburton to pay for expenses incurred during last summer's Gulf oil spill. The British company filed suit against the Houston-based company, saying it failed at properly cementing the well. No dollar amount was given in the filing, but BP has previously estimated those damages at around $42 billion. And auto sales poised for another strong year of growth. They hit a 30-year low in 2009, but sales of new cars are expected to reach 12.7 million. That's up from 11.5 million in 2010.
Checking in on the markets now, Asian markets are up, European indices are mixed, and futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 12,217, the S&P will open at 1,257, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,277. Well, coming up in a few minutes, it's voting day in Iowa. We'll talk to Anna Sale, our partner from WNYC's itsafreecountry.org. We want to know if you're leaning towards one Republican candidate or another, or if you're undecided. Hugh writes on our Facebook page, I find that in keeping with the tenor of their campaigning, not one of the Republican candidates seems close to getting a majority even of Republican voters. Well, we will see, and we are a long way from November 2012 anyway. Give us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.